Good morning, Boker Tov. A very big Mazel Tov to Rabbi and Rabbi Steinmetz and to their families on the Bris. The Mitzvah Shem will take place momentarily. We'll share our 10 minutes until time for the Bris Mitzvah Torah with this wonderful Simcha this morning. Should have a lot of nachas. 10 minutes of meeting series is generously sponsored. L'zecher Nishmas Alter Shlomo Ben Pinchas. We have a tremendous gratitude. We're in the 20th parak of Mesilas Hasharim. The Ramchal has taken us through the many stages. We've been climbing that ladder towards becoming better versions of ourselves, towards self-perfection, which includes self-awareness, how to be mindful, how to act with alacrity, how to purge our negative qualities, how to live with cleanliness. And now we have been defining for a long time the midah of chassidus, what it means to be pious, what it means to be virtuous, what it means to be righteous. And it's very counterintuitive. We've seen the Ramchal tells us that piety and righteousness is not what you wear on the outside. It's not a weapon or instrument that you use in order to feel superior to others, or to manipulate others, or feel better about yourself. It is something that has to be used incredibly judiciously. And there are many factors that have to be weighed against one another, and that is what we left off with last time. That on the one hand, Torah says, Hochiach tochiach es amisecha. On the one hand, we have a profound mitzvah to not sit silently, but to give rebuke, to give encouragement, to guide and to uplift. But on the other, Chazal temper that mitzvah. And they tell us, Kishem, just like there's a mitzvah to say what will be heard, there's a mitzvah not to say what won't be heard. So the pious, the chassid, the righteous might think, let me scream from the rooftop. Let me embarrass and humiliate. Let me shame the other party who needs to be put in their place because I'm a chassid. Comes along Chazal and says, whoa, wait, you also have a other competing value. And just like it's a mitzvah to say what will be heard, when it will make a difference, if you can predict and anticipate it won't, it's a mitzvah not to say it. That's important within our homes and within our families. It's important with our friends. It's important in public policy. No Jew ever started keeping Shabbos because a rock was thrown at their head. Maybe the person felt better. I've stood up for Shabbos. I protested about Shmir Shabbos. But if you want to invite others to keep Shabbos, no Jew ever started keeping Shabbos because a rock went through their windshield. And now the Ramchal tells us that this competing interest, this dichotomy exists in another way. On the one hand, we're told, we're encouraged, more so, we daven every single day. In Al Tzadikim, in Shemona Esrei, three times a day we say, don't let me ever be embarrassed or ashamed. Don't let me ever be defensive or apologetic for loving and believing in you. Let me not hide that I make a bracha, that I wear a yarmulke, that I have to daven, that I have values. So on the one hand, chayav, we're obligated. Lo yirav lo yevosh. Don't be afraid and don't be embarrassed. V'cheinu omer v'adarabba be'edosecha negin malachim v'lo yevosh. Pasuk in Tehillim, I'll speak your testimony, Hashem, before kings, and I will not be ashamed. Before kings, and I will not be ashamed. Just last night, I heard a story. It's chay elo. But I heard a story of the Babat Sherebbe Zatzal, that there was a great professor whom he wanted to meet for a long time, Jewish secular professor he wanted to have an impact and an influence on. And he finally got the appointment, but right when the professor came to meet with him, the Rebbe had to step out to daven mincha. The sun was setting and there was a minyan, so he said, on Shilduk, you'll excuse me, I'll be back in a moment, but I have to daven mincha. And the professor sat there saying to himself, what? Excuse me? He's tried for so long. I finally came and gave him this audience, this appointment, and he walked out? Who does that? Who does that? But instead of being turned off, this individual said, you know who does that? Somebody who has God, somebody who fears God more than he fears man. Who does that? Somebody who is special and different. And rather than be turned off, he was inspired and impressed. He became, you know, the rest of the story. Otherwise, I wouldn't be telling it. So the Torah tells us, Chazal tell us, Malachim, kings, royalty, monarchy. It's in the news that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bigger than all that. Bigger than all that. Never be embarrassed, ashamed, or defensive for serving Hashem. The Chazal tell us in Avos, Have az kan amer v'kal kan nesha ratz ketzvi v'gibor ka'ari lasos ritzon avicha shem ha-shamayim. That a person should run, be bold as a leopard and light as an eagle, and fly, run, fast as a deer, be as courageous as a lion, lasos ritzon avicha. Don't apologize, don't be defensive, we're not in the wrong, we've done nothing wrong. Wear that yarmulke proudly. Make that bracha or daven sensitively, don't but not self-consciously. Person should be proud and not fearful. So on the one hand, we have that value. Lo nevosh. Hashem, I'm never going to hide or be defensive or apologize for your principles and your values. But on the other end, chilek v'havchana, ki kol ze nemar agufei amitzah shechayim anachnu b'hem chova gemura shebehem yasim panav kachalamish. That's true when it comes to core halacha. So when it comes to what we must do, when it comes to what's non-negotiable to do, don't be embarrassed, don't be defensive, don't apologize. Others can bow down in an airport, we can find a corner and daven mincha too. Others can interrupt a business meeting, we can say, excuse me before I eat, just give me one moment, I want to thank my Creator for the food I'm going to eat. To have scruples and principles and honesty and integrity in business, don't apologize, don't be defensive. We're serving the King of Kings. But on the other, yesh eiza tosfos chasidus. Sometimes there's not a core halachic non-negotiable. Sometimes there's a maisa chasidus. There's something extra above and beyond. There's something we want to volunteer to do because we're trying to live a certain lifestyle. However, doing so will call negative attention, will cause people to mock and to laugh and to be cynical and to be sarcastic. No. That when they laugh and when they mock and when they're cynical, they're accountable. It's on them. However, maybe you shouldn't have done it. Maybe you shouldn't have done it. So to find a corner and to daven in an airport, at a stadium, wherever you are, we don't ever fear, we're not embarrassed. Hashem, we're here to serve you. However, you have to daven with such gesticulation, you have to have such that you're going to cause such attention that it looks like nobody, they're going to call Hatzal on you. They don't know what's going on, why you're shuckling in such a emphatic manner. Person has to have a shikul adas. What the Ramchal is teaching us here is that to be a chassid, this is difficult, that's why it's perichof, it's later on. To be a real chassid is not to take the easy way out and always try to seem really righteous. To be a real chassid is to know in every circumstance, what am I obligated, what's above and beyond? What will it cause kvod shemayim? And what will cause people to be cynical? If there's something above and beyond, something extraneous, something that's a chumrah, but it will cause people to laugh and to mock, then don't do it. Sometimes the righteous and religious thing is to be less righteous and religious. That's the more righteous and religious thing. It's not so popular today. But sometimes the more righteous and religious thing is to be less visibly righteous and religious. Not when it comes to core halacha or core values, that we should never hesitate or apologize for. This is not me in 2022. This is the Ramchal hundreds of years ago. Humashamar akasav v'atznei halacha simlokecha. By Samar, please, don't. I hope you're not waiting for me. You're not waiting for me to set up. Set up. We're finishing up. Torah with a bris. I don't want to delay. There's a reason Makdimen to bagels and locks. Hatznei alachas amalokecha. V'kama chasidim gedol hinichu minhagi chasidusam biyosam bein hamon ha'am mishum demechzi kiyura. Kololo shol davar. Komashu ikari b'mitzvah yaseh lefnei komalig. Whatever's part of the ikar mitzvah, ikar halacha, do it. Don't apologize, don't hesitate, don't adjust. Masha'eino ikari v'hu gorim schok v'hitul lo yaseu. But if it's not part of the court, now how do you know the difference? How do you know the difference? So you have to have someone you trust. If you're a bar hachi, if you're capable of knowing the difference, so you can be trusted to show that judgment of what's righteous, what's above and beyond, what you need to do, what you need to not do. However, if you're not as knowledgeable, you need to have someone that you trust, someone who can give feedback and pushback. You know, I think it was Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, but you'll correct me if I'm wrong, who on Halloween kept a candy at the door whenever there was a knock gave. So maybe someone thinks, I'm a chassid. You know what I do? I yell, pagan! Ayvid avad zara shegetz! Get out! Put a big sign. No shkatzim ramasim avdei avad zara, no pagans, pagan holiday. But Gedolei Yisrael knew and understood what will cause a kiddush Hashem and a chilul Hashem. What's me'ikar adin and what's a chumrah. That shikul adas, that's the real chassidus. To be a chassid is not to be visibly a chassid or to make yourself feel better because you're more righteous. To be a chassid is to know when. To know when, which is not always easy. That's why we have to learn. And that's why we have to have good rebbeim, like Rabbi Steinmetz and others, who can inspire and teach us. Mazel tov on the simcha. We continue with Living with Emunah. Special time today, 9:15. Behind the bima tonight with Rabbi Shlomo Katz. Have a wonderful day. Mazel tov. Stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy.